Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini, and we've got a lot of information for you because you know what? You're at the right place for all of the latest and greatest, most practical, realistic home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Some of the things we're going to cover in this first hour, we got a beautiful brick home, but some stains are showing up. What's causing the stains and what can be done? Also, some ideas to cool down that screen porch. You can't air condition it, can you? Well, there are a few other things that you can do. And of course, almost every week we have some drainage issues that a homeowner's having some problems with. Emails as well. And then Joe, what about the simple solution coming up?
All right, Danny, here's a quick fix for a broken door hinge on a cabinet door, kitchen cabinet, and vanity cabinets typically have those self-closing hinges. Well, the hinge itself might work, but the self-closing feature sometimes can break and rendering the door so it doesn't close on its own anymore. So I've got a quick way to fix that.
Boy, it wasn't too many years ago that we didn't have these self-closing type hinges. And, you know, it's the same way with the slow closing toilet lids.
Right.
You know, you find out quickly that not all toilets have those self-closing lids when you get used to it. And then, you know, you finish what you're doing and you just slap the back of that toilet lid to close it, you know, because, you know, we've always been taught to close all that.
Shatters
the toilet. Yeah, that's not good. I woke up a whole floor at a hill recently just by
say that Danny Lipford's mad about something. He's slamming the toilet seat again.
But I try to take it easy on all of that. But we certainly want to hear from you any way that we can help you with anything that's happening in and around your house. We want you to reach out to us. You can send us an email right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give us a ring on the Today's Homeowner hotline. That number, 800-946-4420. And we'd love for you to join us on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, or send me any type of message or question or comment on Twitter at Danny Lipford. A lot of things that we're going to share with you here. Joe, I'll tell you, we were doing a back out taping, one of the first shows I've taped in years without Chelsea. And because, you know, she's still on maternity leave, taking care of little baby Clara. And so it was lonely out there. Plus, I realized how many things that she decides nowadays. We've started relying on her so much on, you know, picking out colors. Where should we do this? What should we do this? She's gotten pretty opinionated, just like her mother. And so we kind of
neither one are listening to the radio show, as you can tell.
Let's hope not. I'll know later. If I'm not here and you're doing it by yourself next week, you'll know maybe they did hear it. But
yeah, or Chelsea will be in the studio doing the radio show. I said, what happened to Danny? She'll say, I have no idea. I haven't seen him in a week. I don't know what happened to him.
But we did a little FaceTime with her just to, you know, get her input on everything. And so we wrap up the show this afternoon, actually. And I'll tell you, a laundry room, you think about a laundry room not being a very exciting television show, but boy, I tell you, a lot happens in a busy family in the laundry room, especially this particular couple that has four young sons.
Oh boy.
So they generate a massive amount of laundry, as you can imagine. I mean, they have taekwondo, they have soccer, they have basketball. So lots of things happening there. And, one of the things we did in there, which we've done before, which works so well, is we actually built this little shelf section where four laundry baskets could fit in, labeled all of the laundry baskets. So the boys are responsible for taking their clothes and putting it in there. So that helps a little bit. So we're able to do that. And this particular laundry room had almost no folding space, no countertop at all.
Right.
So we put in a nice little butcher block countertop, which looks fantastic. And also flooring, you know, we get so many questions about luxury vinyl tiles and
what, you know,
how do you do this? How do you prepare this and so forth? And we had a ceramic tile floor there that was starting to crumble a little bit. Fortunately, it came up fairly easy. A little bit of floor patch using with our friends from Custom Building Products. And, man, it's coming together great. So we've got a few hours this afternoon, and we'll have another one in the can.
And so, I mean, having this separate laundry basket, especially with small children, is a brilliant idea. Because, you know, a hamper in a room, first of all, they think it's a basketball hoop, so they're always throwing the clothes at the hamper, and half the time they're missing. So you still have to go room to room and pick up all the laundry. So if you can have them in charge of at least getting it to the laundry room, that saves a lot. Now, I assume you replaced the appliances as well, or were they okay?
Well, no, the washing machine and dryer were in really good shape. What we did do is something that a lot of people like, is we actually had enough room that we were able to move them slightly to the right, allowing just the right amount of room for a very nice mop sink with a cabinet and so forth. So they got a really nice sink in there, which she felt like she needed very badly. But I'll tell you what we did. You know, you always find something. And what we found was a very slow leak. And we think it was in and around the washing machine hoses. And they didn't know it. And it was just dripping down there. So when we removed that tile, it was a tremendous bad odor and kinds of mold and mildew starting to form. Fortunately, the plywood subfloor was not damaged, so we were able to dry it out with some fans and then sprayed it with some antimicrobial spray. But it made me think of a list you shared with us a while back about some of the things that not only to prevent leaks, but things that you can do to make that washing machine last a lot longer. Thought it'd be good if you could share those four different tips with us right now. It's kind of timely in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. The average lifespan of a washing machine, believe it or not, is only 10 to 14 years. And that's if you're lucky. That's about the same as a goldfish, I think. So, goldfish will probably last 10 to 14 years, but, you know, washing machine, and they cost, you know, I mean, the average, you know, over $1,000 in some cases. And I saw one, I think it was an LG, it was $1,900 just for the washing machine. So you want to make them last as long as possible. Here you go, four quick ways. First, make sure it's level and that it stays level. These drums on the modern machines, they can spin like 1600, 1800 RPM. And all that vibration can wear out parts and loosen up fasteners. And, you know, so it's really important to check them, adjust the feet, use a level, make sure it's level front to back and side to side. And you have to check that, you know, maybe once a year or so. Or this family where they have four boys, they might be doing laundry every day. They might have
to level
it up every week because, you know, all that vibration can knock it out of level. Also, don't overdo with the detergent. A lot of people use way more detergent than they need. I noticed that most liquid detergents come with a measuring cup and the cup is pretty big. But there are two little lines near the bottom. And if you're not looking carefully, you know, you can overfill it, and too much detergent makes the washer work harder. And sometimes they can even trigger an extra rinse cycle, which extends the wash time, wastes energy, and of course it'll reduce the lifespan of the washing machine. Also, clean the dispenser drawer. If some of these machines have a drawer that you put the detergent in, you have to clean that on a regular basis. Most people never clean up. The detergent can build up in that dispenser, and then it causes more suds and makes the machine work a little harder.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I had an appliance guy out one time because the washing machine was just not getting rid of it. The clothes were still soapy. And he asked the same thing. How much do you use? Well, we use this cup right here. He goes, started shaking his head like I've heard this many times. So you should start, you know, cutting that in half and see how it works out. You might even be able to go less than half of what you're using now and make them just as clean because, like you said, it can overload it with suds.
Right. And then the last thing is inspect those water hoses, the water supply lines, as Danny found out in this most recent episode of redoing that laundry room. If you have rubber lines, rubber hoses, replace them with the braided stainless steel. They're much more durable. And you're typically threading, the ends of the hoses are metal, and you're typically threading it on the back of the washing machine into a plastic threaded fitting. And it's really easy to cross those. So be really careful when you put them on not to cross the threads because, of course, it'll feel tight, but it won't be watertight.
But, you know, a lot of insurance companies are requiring that. I know at my condo, they require that. Of course, you know, I'm up on like the ninth floor or whatever. It could be catastrophic if you had one. But it does make sense. I mean, you're talking about a very inexpensive changeover on that for a great peace of mind because those rubber hoses will wear out. At my previous house, I found that out and ended up with about $10,000 worth of damage.
Wow. But, yeah, they get brittle. They get brittle.
Yeah. So just a few tips in helping you make that washing machine and expensive appliance these days last a little bit longer. We're just getting started on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Today's Homeowner radio show is heard across the country on over 350 amazing radio stations, just like this one, WGMD 92.7 FM in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Special hello to everybody there. We want to help you with any challenge that you're facing with your home. All you have to do is send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or pick up the phone and call us on the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420. That's what Tim in Alabama did. Tim, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on with this this outside of your brick home.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We have a 25-year-old red brick home. We've got a bonus room over the garage. Most of the front windows, the windows on the front of our home, are bordered with white stucco wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So the white coating on the wraps over the years has kind of began to leach some on the red brick below.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just looking for a way to remove that white that has leached onto the red brick. We tried some power washing. That really hadn't been effective. And then if y'all might have some suggestions to help us with that.
All right. Yeah, we'll be glad to throw some things at you on that. You know, it's a one thing about it, you know, bricks that are not sealed, which the vast majority of them don't have a sealer on them. I mean, they're very porous. So that's why you see a lot of times the clay getting splashed up on the bricks. It just stays with it forever. And in a situation like this, I'm looking at your picture right now, beautiful house, and I can see the residue coming down off of that stucco. Joe, what do you think on this? Do you think TSP would be the best thing to use, or will we have to do something a little more aggressive?
Yeah, Tim, I was thinking the same thing. The first thing you should try is either TSP, trisodium phosphate. Just mix it according to the directions. It's a really good cleaner. You could try also CLR, which is a similar cleaner, stands for calcium lime rust remover, but it works on lots of surfaces. If that would be the first step. If that didn't work, and I would just test it in a small spot, then you'd have to move up to a brick and stone cleaner. They make liquid cleaners. I think they usually come in a spray bottle. The one I've used before is from a company called Rutland, R-U-T-L-A-N-D, Rutland Brick and Stone Cleaner. You just spray it on there and scrub it with a soft bristle brush. Now, if that doesn't work, then you have to move up to an acid-based cleaner. I wouldn't start with that, but you know, you might have to eventually do that. I would not use muriatic acid. They often recommend that. But that stuff is so caustic.
Man,
and to be on,
it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, on a ladder, or, you know, I wouldn't recommend that. And there are lots of acid-based cleaners. There's a company called Miracle Sealants that makes some great products, and they have one called Heavy Duty Acidic Cleaner. It's not, and it's like $10 or $15 for a quart. It's not that bad. Probably be plenty to clean your brick. So, you know, I'd start with the TSP, I guess, move up to the Rutland Brick and Stone Cleaner, and then if you have to, then go to the acid-based cleaner.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks for the guidance.
I'll careful on that ladder.
Break. Yeah, and maybe get an extension, extension, you know, pole with a good brush, nylon-based brush on the end, maybe to keep off that ladder a little bit.
And as Danny mentioned, once you do get it clean, Tim, then I would get a clear masonry sealer and put it on the brick all around that. This way, if this happens again, because there's no reason to think it won't, it might not soak into the brick.
But that's another good point too, is to prevent it from happening again. A lot of people are hesitant to do any painting on stucco, but it'll hold paint extremely well.
Absolutely,
it'll seal
yeah.
up any of the pores there. You can use just a acrylic latex paint. So that may be something that you get this debris off of here and then get a color, a white or an off-white, whatever would match up the rest of it, and just put a couple coats around there. It won't change the look of it at all. It'll just keep it cleaner and will prevent that depositing that it's doing now.
Right. That's super.
Well, Tim, thanks for being with us on the show, and get to work. We got a good weekend here, so get it knocked out.
Just need the rain to hold off for a day.
That's for sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks so much for being with us. All right. Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go right to our emails. We'd love to get an email from you. We appreciate all these wonderful emails we got during the week. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Sharon in Arizona did. Listen to this one, Joe. So we recently had concrete work completed in our backyard. Unbeknownst to us, the contractor spread concrete over the discharge pipe that comes from our water heater.
Uh-oh.
Now, what is the risk of leaving that pipe buried under the concrete? Is it something an inspector would have an issue with? Will it cause problems in the future? My husband noticed it when he drained the water tank and noticed water running out from nowhere. Well, the answer to pretty much all of these questions is yes, yes, and yes. This is not good, completely wrong of the contractors to do that, because the thing is, to understand how a water heater works, you have a pressure relief valve. And what that's designed to do is to, if you have any kind of malfunction of your water heater and it's going to push that water out somewhere, you want that pressure relief valve to open and that 3/4-inch PVC line to make sure that water goes all the way to the outside. So yes, it is very important. Yes, a good inspector would note that that is not ready, not there. The risk is somewhat low that something's going to happen to a water heater, but if it does, that's extremely important. So I would look at getting a plumber to maybe reroute that so that you don't lose the benefits of having that waste and overflow there. But Joe, it seemed to threw me a little bit saying that my husband noticed it when he drained the water heater. That's right. Not the way you drain a water heater, is through that pressure relief valve.
Yeah, exactly. And she said that he notices the water running from nowhere. So I assume the end of this pipe is buried underneath the concrete slab, patio,
that's
whatever
it is. Sounds like,
yeah. And that's going to just completely erode the soil sooner or later, and you're going to have a real problem with support under this slab. I wonder if it's close enough to the end of this slab, if they can excavate some of that dirt out and reach the end of that pipe and put an extension on it, get a coupling. I don't know what it is. It's probably plastic, but put a coupling on it and extend that pipe out to daylight or wherever it's supposed to go.
It sounds like it's coming out of the slab or near the slab.
Right.
And then they poured the concrete up against the house. So it would require cutting out. I don't know what you mean, if it's over on the edge there, that you can kind of route that out. But without a doubt, Sharon, you need to, and I would get a plumber to drop by and see if he can't reroute that in an aesthetically pleasing manner to get it to the outside. Because, boy, that could be catastrophic right there, Joe.
Absolutely. You should never have water just bubbling up out from under a slab or any. And then, plus, it puts that hydronic pressure, that's not the right word, against the house. And then you can have water in the house.
Don't need any more water on there. Let's grab another one real quick. This is from Marie in California. I have a new bathroom sink and my boy got a stain on it. The stain is gone, but you can run your hand over it and it just does not feel smooth. I think it is some type of porcelain. I'd read that car wax will do the trick. Should I proceed? Will that work? Thank you very much. With porcelain and car wax, I'm not real sure that's going to really hold up very well. I know I've heard that in using that when you're talking about cultured marble sinks that are integrated into the bowls. But on something like that, that seems very strange that the stain, unless there was quite an aggressive action to get rid of that stain that caused the porcelain to be rough, I'm not really sure of any way that I know to actually smooth that out.
Yeah, she said car wax. I think what she might have heard, that you can use automotive rubbing compound, which has a very, very fine abrasive in it to buff like little scratches out of the painted surface of a car. But I think that would be too fine in this case. They do make a thing called a pumice cleaning stick for toilets and any porcelain surface. So she can buy one of those and try it.
Yeah, there you go. I'll tell you, Joe, my wife repaired something the other day. I was taking a shower. You know, it's been raining so much in my area of the country, and
right.
The ground saturated. I live out in the country. Of course, I'm on a septic tank that I never have any problems with. But I was taking a shower, and the water started coming up a little bit more and a little bit more. The next day, it was even worse. And I said, oh, I can't believe the septic tank starting to back up like that. I mentioned it to my wife, and she said, I'll be right back. She goes in with this little special tool to pull the drain out and right. came back in. And she says, maybe it's this. And it was a filter on the bottom of that drain, floor drain. And it was packed with hair, with as much all the hair that was on that. I should be completely bald at this point. And so she cleaned it up, put it back in there, and had such a little prissy look on her face. You know, well, I took care of that, Mr. Home Improvement Expert. Now, there you go.
Should have shot a video of it.
I know, exactly. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more information that you're going to want to hear. Stay with us.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Depending on their orientation to the sun, pergolas, patios, and porches often get blasted by the sun at certain times of the day. Now, finding an attractive solution that works to block or filter out the sun has always been a bit of a challenge until now. The Koolaroo wheel-operated light filtering PVC exterior shade is a great solution because the unique wheel operation allows you to easily adjust the height of your shade to control your privacy and comfort. And because it's constructed with PVC, it'll stand up to the elements for a long, long time. Plus, this cordless option is certified best for kids because it's a lot safer for pets and children. All the hardware is included to allow for wall or ceiling mount installation, so it's easy to put up and start enjoying the shade and cooler temperatures. So for more information on this Koolaroo wheel operated light filtering PVC exterior shade, log on to HomeDepot.com. But there's no doubt about it. The PVC is a lot easier to keep clean and holds up really well on those UV rays, and pretty good solution to that. Hey, let's go right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Head up to North Carolina. Joyce is on with us. Joyce, welcome to the show, and tell us all about your screen porch you have.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have a carport, and I had a screen room built underneath of the carport.
Mm-hmm.
And the metal roof, it gets really hot, and a lot of times when the weather changes, it sweats. So is there anything I can do to cool it down a little bit?
Well, it's a little tricky because one of the first things, you know, when you're trying to keep the temperature down in a room like this, of course, does focus on the overhead area. And if you have just a metal roof like that, it's a little tricky to insulate that, but you can do it with rigid foam.
Uh-huh.
It's available in lots of thicknesses from 3/4 all the way up to 2 inches. So is the roof itself, does it have a little bit of a corrugation?
Yeah.
Or
yes, it does.
So it has the lines in it. So you might, you know, have to cut some of the pieces here and there and get creative with it. You can glue it up pretty successfully. But then it's not going to be the prettiest thing then. And I'll tell you what I've seen people do is actually cover it with a fabric after you put the material up and you glue it up and make sure it's secure, then come back and staple or glue fabric over it. It's a pretty unique look, but it also helps on the acoustics and insulating it fairly well. And just like the product we just mentioned there in terms of the exterior type of shading, any shading that you can put in there on the, you know, to block out any of the direct sun also will help keep it nice and cool.
Well, that sounds great. What kind of glue would I use to glue that up?
A construction adhesive, just any type of like tight bond construction adhesive would work well. And one tube will go a long, long way in order to do that. And, you know, you might have to put it on there a little bit, and then you put it up on the ceiling, pull it down just a little bit to kind of introduce air into it, put it right back in there. And you might have to, you know, take some temporary pieces of wood just to prop it up until that glue sets up, which it'll set up pretty quickly. And then you'll see immediate relief if you do that, and then you'll just want to make it look a little nicer with putting something else over that.
I'll have to do it and take a picture and send it.
Hey, we'd love to see that, and we'd love for this to be the solution to your problems there, because, boy, I tell you, you get that climate kind of moderate on those screen porches. That's a great way to spend your day.
Oh, yes, and it's been over 100 degrees here this summer, so.
Oh, boy, it has been a rough one, and have y'all experienced a lot of the rain like some of the other parts of the Southeast?
No, a little bit, not as much as we normally do.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of it down in the deeper south there, but hopefully this will help you out, and thanks so much for being a part of the show today, Joyce.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Joe, what do you think on that? I mean, don't you think, of course, you know, you could always use a spray foam.
Right.
But, then you have kind of that inconsistent finish. It makes it a little harder to cover over. Another thing, you know, I tried one time, and it did not work, and that is to take some of the foam pieces, glue them inside a garage door. That worked fine.
Right.
But
what
trying
happened?
To paint, trying to paint the foam, it
you
does not
right?
like paint. Yeah. It just basically peeled right off. And I went, "What?" I thought I had a great idea, but I ended up with just a half of a good idea because it definitely worked. But I'll tell you another thing we did at our studio is on the real large white garage door. I used the white foam. We cut it really tight within the panels, glued it in, and that was just amazing. We weren't concerned as much there with the heating and cooling aspect as much as the sound. You know, the transmission of sound that's so important. And that worked well. And then it being white against the white garage door, it looked just fine.
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing Joyce could do is spray foam between the rafters, add vents, you know, on the gable end, so all that hot air that gets trapped up there can escape somewhere, and then put in a ceiling, just like you would in any other house. There's no reason for it to be open all the way to the ridge board. You could run joists, insulate, put up sheetrock or whatever, and just enclose it completely, because that would probably be the best way to, you know, keep that heat from coming down into the room, into the screened room.
So Joyce could install some joist. I couldn't resist
that. You should call her back. Yeah,
yeah, we'll call her back with that great little piece of advice. Hey, let's grab a quick email here. Again, you can send us an email anytime. todayshomeowner.com/ask. This one came from New York, from William. Is it safe to burn 20-year-old pressure-treated wood? William, I would say inside, absolutely not. It doesn't matter how old that is. There's still chemicals in there. And outside, I would be a bit leery of it as well, because you still, you know, have an opportunity to breathe in those chemicals, which without a doubt is not good for you. I would tend to be on the safe side and just say, let's don't burn any treated wood, no matter how old it is.
Absolutely. And they say don't burn it. They didn't say don't burn it in 10 years. Don't burn it in 20 years. So yeah, I would not burn, because you have no idea what's left in that wood. And those chemicals should not be, you know, they don't even like people touching it. You know, you're supposed to wash your hands every time you cut a piece of wood with pressure-treated wood. Nobody does, of course. But yeah, no, I would, even with the safer chemicals they're using, I would never burn it.
You know, something that I've noticed, you know, so many, we talk about safety so much, and it is very important on ear protection, eye protection, and certainly so many times in wearing a mask, a dust mask to prevent that. I have noticed out on the jobs recently that people not only have masks more readily available, but they've started kind of liking them. You know how people wear sunglasses all the time? I think we're going to see a mask being worn from now on.
Yeah, I certainly wear them every time I'm cutting, and I wear ear protection every time I use a saw. When you lose hearing, it's permanent loss. There's no way to regain it. So,
hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about a drainage issue that's causing a real problem with a flower bed. All of that and a lot more coming up here on Today's Homeowner Radio. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find Luxrock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take Today's Homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the show. We want to go ahead and get a few more of these emails taken care of. This came in from Jimmy in Missouri. Built a house about 3 years ago and did a lot of landscaping, but I didn't realize my next door neighbor's water, when it rains hard, will kind of flood into part of my yard. It's created almost a pond around one of my planters, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get that water to move elsewhere. Well, I know exactly what he's talking about because that's kind of happening at one part of my house. And what I'm about to do, and this might be something that works well for you too, Jimmy, a lot of times people will talk about French drains. You know, right. Joe, over the years, so many people said, should I put in a French drain? And I think it's very misunderstood what an actual French drain is and when it's effective and when it's not. If you have a lot of surface water and a lot of water that piles up all at one time, a lot of times French drain just won't take care of that sufficiently, and you need some type of surface drain. And boy, you can get some of these little 12 by 12 by 12 fiberglass little basins, and most of them are actually painted green. You can paint it whatever you want. I mean, I've got a pine straw I use for mulch. I can paint it that brown color if I want to kind of make it disappear a little bit. And then it depends on where the closest place, gravity-wise, that you can move that water to pull that water out. What I'm actually doing is a combination of a French drain and a trench drain to catch all of the surface water, but also get down lower with a trench that I'll dig about 16 inches wide, 16 inches deep. I'll fill it with gravel. I'll fill it with a a perforated pipe that has a membrane around it so that it doesn't get filled up, call it sock pipe.
Right.
And then that way the water that gets to that point will drop into that pipe, you know, since it'll have holes in it, and then it will move that water underground to another area. And basically right on top of that will be the trench drain. So, you know, when you're digging a ditch, why not use it to the biggest benefit? But I think that would be something that Jimmy could try, is the surface drain initially to see if that will work, and most likely it will. But in more acute situations where you really have a lot of water sitting there, then that French drain to help pull it out. But still, no matter how you do it, it's better to go to the rental center and get like a, right. a ditch witch. Or are you familiar with a termite machine, Joe?
Termite machine? No. I'm familiar with ditch witch, which is a trenching tool, but a termite machine.
Well, termite, and I think it's maybe pronounced something slightly different than that. Everybody calls it a termite machine. It might be like a termat machine, something. But it's really okay. It's really just a miniature backhoe. So you have the scoop on the front, but the scoop's only about 12 inches wide. It has rubber tracks on it, so you can get out on your yard and a less chance of tearing up your grass. But boy, you can really, you can, it's pretty intuitive, and you can get the hang of it there. You can dig a ditch. Just keep backing up, dig the ditch, throw the dirt to the side. Hey, good tip there. If you're throwing dirt out of a ditch onto the grass, don't throw it directly on the grass. Go ahead and put you a piece of plastic down or even a drop cloth and let that dirt go on there. It's a lot easier to make it look like you never did anything by not having to rake that dirt out of the grass. But anyway, that's what I'm going to tackle here pretty soon to try to prevent that problem. Probably work well there in Missouri for Jimmy.
Yeah, it probably will. The question is there enough room in your toy barn for a termite machine?
I'm just going to rent.
You might want to get one. When Father's Day rolls around next summer, you say, Sharon, I got this idea. Maybe I need another machine in my toy barn. Yeah.
A lot of people that have the little, let's say, farmettes, you know, with three or 4 or 5 acres, they get the small machines like that, and they end up playing with it all the time.
Oh,
I mean, you know,
absolutely.
They probably hook their garbage can up to it and drag their garbage can out to the road with their little machine like that.
Yeah, a friend of mine bought a skid steer machine with a little bucket in the front. I thought to myself, if I had that, I'd never get any work done. I'd be outside moving rocks around and digging ditches and for no particular reason, but just to have it. So
exactly.
I have to wait till I retire, I guess, to get one of those.
Like you're ever going to retire. Joe, what about that simple solution coming up? What can we expect?
Okay, you have a self-closing hinge that is broken. I'll have a quick fix on how to repair that.
All right. That sounds great. Hey, I want to also remind you about the Today's Homeowner e-newsletter. Very easy for you to sign up right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter, and you'll get our newsletter with the latest seasonal information about your home in your inbox once a week. Again, it's todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. Joe, I'm leaving in a day or two for San Diego to participate in one of the big Home Depot Foundation things. We're actually going to be on the aircraft carrier Midway. And have a feeling that I'll be using some gray paint and big paintbrush.
I can see you're gonna be painting. Yeah, and those take a lot of paint. The only thing I'll tell you is I've been on a couple of aircraft carriers. Be careful near the edge because there is nothing to prevent you from walking right off the edge, and that's a long way down. Yeah.
Now I'll remember that one. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. It's Simple Solution Time. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And if you listen on a regular basis, you know this is the time of the show where we kind of turn it over to Joe for another simple solution. What do you have, Joe?
All right, Danny. Most cabinet doors have self-closing hinges, which are really popular. They've been around for decades now. But over time, there's a small metal leaf spring inside that hinge. But over time, that little spring will break because it's very brittle. And so rather than replace the hinge, what I've done is I've just bought a very small, very inexpensive roller catch. A roller catch is, you've probably seen them, even if you don't know it by that name. It has two little white plastic rollers that mount inside the cabinet. And on the back of the door, there's a latch that's got sort of like an arrowhead shape to it. But anyway, when you close the door, the little latch goes between these two rollers. So all you have to do is just mount the roller mechanism inside the cabinet and attach the latch to the door. And that's it. And I think they cost like 50 cents or something each. You don't have to replace the hinge. The hinge can stay in place. And then when you close the door, the roller catch, in this case, will hold the door closed.
You know, that's always a good project to do, something that, you know, anytime that you can do something that kind of takes away a lot of aggravation or frustration in living in your home is always good. And I'll tell you, taking a screwdriver and a little bit of lubrication oil or silicone and going to all of your cabinets and just opening, closing them, you'll find that some of the doors, especially some of those that are used frequently, that the hinges, some of those hinges are getting a little bit loose. So just tightening up here and there and putting a little lubrication, kind of wiping things down, checking them all out. Boy, that is well worth it, because I'll bet if you go through all of your kitchen cabinets and bathroom cabinets, you're going to realize that it needs a number of them need a little attention.
Right. And most cabinets these days have those European style cup hinges. Sometimes they refer to as cup hinges. And if you open your door of your cabinet and look at it, you'll see like three or four screw heads on each hinge. It's like, what are all those screws doing? Well, most of them are adjustment screws. So if you look at the doors and they're not exactly perfectly plumb, or one's tipped in and one's higher than the other, you start playing with those screws, just turn one or two, you'll see it moves the door beautifully up and down and in and out and tips it back and forth. So you can get perfect seam between it and get them lined up at the top. There's, for some reason, there's one right above our refrigerator in that small cabinet that's always out of alignment. And that's the one that I'm always adjusting. The rest of them are fine. But in any case, anytime you need to adjust a door, that's the way to do it.
And also at the same time, look for any of the missing pads. You have the little tiny felt pads that kind of cushion the sound of those doors when you close them. And a lot of times those things were not put on or not put on right or have or are missing. And boy, that is a very inexpensive little thing to make things quieter around the home. Because, you know, people will put up with squeaks and cracks on doors and things like that forever, and then you just spray that little bit of silicone or little bit of graphite in it, and it goes away, and you go, man, I feel so stupid that I didn't do that.
Why'd I wait
two years ago? You know, that same kind of thing. Hey, I want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner Television Show this weekend. It's one that we're calling 80s Kitchen Update, and this is a two-part series. We rarely do two-part series on today's Homeowner Television Show, but this one has so many great ways of making your kitchen that maybe from the 80s, you know, the old dark oak cabinets. You'll be surprised what you can do in the course of a little more than a weekend by changing the countertops, revitalizing the outside of those cabinets, any of the kind of faded areas and so forth. We show you how to do an overcoat stain. Also, installing a nice subway tile backsplash without using any type of adhesive at all. We talk about our simple mat. You have to see how cool that is and how easy that is. So tune in by just simply going to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see the television show in your area. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for spending a little time with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.